This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 192 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this month, of course, we are hanging out with our old buddy, old pal, old giant hands himself, Liam Neeson. It's Liam Neeson month, and we are going through his non-franchise films, well, four of them at least. And of course, this week, we're up to 2011's Unknown, starring, of course, Liam Neeson. Got some Diane Kruger, get a little Frank Langella. Alex, have you ever seen this film?
I never seen this movie. I'm going to be really honest with you. I mean, I know a lot of Liam Neeson movies are straight to DVD bucket, like in the bins. So like, to be honest with you, I thought this was like a bin movie. Yeah. So when you told me this, I was like, damn, this sounds not familiar at all. So I'll, yeah,
it's
first time.
It's very real. And apparently this made $130 million on a $30 million budget. So not only is it real, it made money for the studio. Now, does that matter? Not really. And we're also going to give you something else that's not that important on the show, which is the critics and audience scores according to Rotten Tomatoes. Now, we always like to share these just to give you an idea of what other people might have thought. Maybe you fall in one of these camps. And to be honest, you have to fall in one of these camps because the audience and critic score is the exact same number, both a 55%. So neither one of them hit the fresh meter. They're both just over half. But pretty rare that you get the same exact percentage from audience and critics, in this case, a 55%. What do you think?
Honestly, I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Okay. I can see it.
Yeah. Me too. Now, I saw this movie back in 2011 in the theater, all right? And then I bought it on Blu-ray, and I have had this movie on Blu-ray for 11 years, and this is the first time I've watched it since I bought it. Which makes me wonder two things. One, why did I buy it? And two, why have I never watched it again? So the good thing is I'm glad I had it because look at this. I didn't know that the universe was going to say you're going to review this movie one day on a podcast, but here we are, Unknown. Now, directed by, his name is Jaume Colette Serra, but I always used to just call him Jaume because it's spelled with it. I like to say the hard J. If you've never heard the name, maybe you've seen some of his films. He directed the remake of House of Wax. He directed the shark movie called The Shallows. He did a little bit of Jungle Cruise recently. He just directed Black Adam. So he's actually moved up from horror remakes and lower budget thrillers to now comic book movies with The Rock. So good for him. This was one of his earlier movies. Alex, you're going to get to go first. This is, of course, Liam Neeson. He is playing, what's his name?
Martin Harris.
Martin, that's his name. Harris. Very regular name. What did you think?
All right. So look, when it comes to my man, Liam Neeson, I think his character was fun. It's a typical action movie character. I mean, this is just straight up. Now, this movie has a lot of reminiscence of a lot of other action movies. And I'll bring that up during the whole storyline. But this character has amnesia, right? He doesn't know who he is. And I was like, oh, my God, I already know where we're going with this. But in terms of the character himself, he does not know he's a badass. He finds that out later. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. He's a doctor. You don't know what for what. Through the whole movie, you really don't know why he's what doctor he is. He could be a veterinarian for all I care.
I agree. I'm like, what does he do? Is he like a scientist doctor or like a medical doctor?
He's yelling at dudes in hotels. He's like, I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to be in the summit. And I was like, what are you talking? Like, what doctor are you?
Right.
He has a wife that he's looking for. He's been in a coma for 4 days. I think it was four to five days. Yeah, 4 days. He goes in a corner and there's like this whole mystery of where, like what his 4 days went and everything and why his wife is not his wife. And this whole like Shazam type, not Shazam, but like this whole embogglement or whatever the word is. Everything falls apart for him in that one day, losing his briefcase, going back to get it. And he crashes into the river. And pretty much that's it. But the character himself, he's a very well-spoken man. He's a typical action character, to be honest with you. Is he physically demanding on screen? No, he's not. He doesn't do hand-to-hand until like the last 5 minutes of the movie, like give or take 10 movies when he goes up against the other guy. That's the first time you see him do actual hand-to-hand. Other than that, he's getting his ass whooped through the whole movie. Doesn't shoot guns.
at all.
But other than that, I gave him a 4. I thought he was a great character in this type of storyline. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't say this last week when we did the A-Team because the A-Team was such like a team movie.
Yeah.
But I am a Liam Neeson fan. So yeah, I know I told everybody this is like a dad, you know, his movies are like dad movies. And I stand by that 100%. But I have seen almost all his movies up until like the brand new ones that are like really, they've really gotten worse. So I don't watch him too much anymore. And he's older now. He's even older. This was 11 years ago and he was like older. You know what I mean? He wasn't, I wouldn't call him like super old. You could believe he's, he looked physically fit, but... But anyway, I love him. I think he has a great screen presence. I think he's a great actor. Honestly, he's one of those guys who's like, unlike, let's say, I don't know, who are some other action stars that are like old action stars? Arnold Schwarzenegger and you know, Sylvester Stallone and these guys. Although I do think Stallone's a good movie. I mean, a good actor. Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's old. But what I'm getting at is Liam Neeson started off as like just an actor. He was not an action star. He was like a legit actor. He's been nominated for Academy Awards. Like he is an actor who then starred in Taken and became an action movie in his like second half of his career. I think he's good in this movie. I think his performance is good as the amnesiac. I believe everything. One thing I do like about him is I feel like he's believable in the roles he plays. Because he always play, you know, sure, okay, he's a doctor, whatever. But if you just like look at how concerned he is to try to talk to his wife. I love the scenes where he's talking with them in the hotel. He's like, well, call this guy. Like, let me talk to you. Let me, you know, whatever. Believable. I do like the character. I gave him the same score as you. I gave him a 4. We're saving the twisty turny stuff for the storyline. But I do like him in this movie. I think he's good. And I was right there with the character. I was confused as hell, too. I'm like, what? And I've seen this movie and I didn't remember any of it. And I was like, what does he do and who is he and why are these people coming and what is going on? So I think he did a good job. All right. Now, villain is going to be low. I don't even know. Really, there's not like a main like super villain or anything, but I'll just let you go.
All right. So what I saw in terms of the villain was an organization.
Right.
Type thing, which you don't even, honestly, bullshit, because there ain't no organization here. It was just like a group of villains. 15. Yeah, it was like a group of spy villains going after him for some reason. You really don't know. Towards the end, we're going to talk about storyline, so we're not going to ruin as much, but I gave it a 2.
Okay.
I to be honest with you, the reason why I gave it a 2 is because there was no clarification. God, I used a big word on this one.
That was very
There was no clarification in terms of where they came from, why they came after him. It was just him. I understand it was him. You're going through the character's coma process, which I don't mind. But even in movies like Salt, which has like the same type of storyline, it was clarification on why they were going after her throughout the movie, regardless of the whole amnesia crap. But in this movie, there was none. I don't know why they were going after. I don't understand why they took his name. I don't understand what kind of fucking doctor this guy was. Like, why was he so big for these villains? And at the end of the whole day, there was no reason to. It was just nothing. It just went after him. We'll talk about it in storyline. But other than that, because of the no clarification, no sense of why they were doing what they were doing, I gave it a 2.
Right. So the villains in this movie, it's an organization called Section 15. Doesn't get more basic than that. Section 15 of what? What are they a section of? Is this the CIA? Is this the FBI? Is it? I don't know. I'm going to guess some kind of shady shadow organization of CIA or something. Could like be. That. We'll just go with that. Section 15. Okay. The only kind of, I guess, main villain would be Frank Langella, who shows up because he's kind of like the one in charge and they're old friends. Alex, you're still nicer than me because I gave villain a 1. I gave it a 1. You know, there's like the two henchmen who, I don't even think they ever say their names. They don't talk. I don't even think they speak. I just watched this. I don't remember a single line that either one of them said. They're just henchmen guys.
All he said was shut up when he put the gun in her head. He said shut up.
Technically, well, we'll get it to it in story. But yeah, I gave it a 1. It's weak. But this is not that kind of movie. So there are times where you can watch a movie and even though the villain is a 1 in our category, it doesn't necessarily hurt the movie because it's not that style of movie, if you get what I'm saying. So it's okay. I did give them a 1 though because they're kind of non-existent as far as like a person you could point at and say, that guy, he's awesome. You know what I mean? And they're all kind of old. Everyone in this movie is pretty old, except the girls. They're, of course, 25 years old and all the men are 60. Okay, action scenes.
All right, action scenes. I gave it a 3.5.
Ooh, okay.
I thought it was good action scenes. Now, again, there's not much action scenes, but there was enough for me in this movie to be entertained because the action felt real. We watched the movie, me and you, and we laughed. Remember how horrible the action scene was when the guy fell in the water to get pills and then he came out and they were walking towards and then he ran into a building and the guys were like 20 blocks away and then they found out he was in the... What movie was that?
That was when he went to get the pills. That was...
Oh my God.
And we were laughing. We're like, how did he know they were in there? And they were in the prostitute thing. And
the
then
saint.
They went into the saint.
Yes,
this was the saint. Yes.
Yeah.
So, but the only difference was this did way better than the saint, that the action was, it flowed with the movie. That's what I gave the half a point in the three, because I actually going to say it worked for this movie. I didn't give it a 4 or a 5 because it wasn't, Liam Neeson wasn't the action star that we saw in Taken. He was not, I mean, I haven't seen much action movies with Liam Neeson, but he wasn't that, you know, the badass that we all know him. He's a doctor that has a coma and he's going through to figure out the pieces of the puzzle together. So with that, like I said, there wasn't much until the end when he whoops that guy's ass. I said, now this is what I should have got in the first damn part of the movie, but we didn't. So I was just like, okay, it is what it is. Other than that, I think it had a good quality action. It has sensible action, meaning that it made sense in the scenes for me. And the quality was actually cool. The car chase scenes was awesome. When he was in the taxi drive and they were driving, of course, I thought that all worked very well. So with that said, I gave it 3.5.
Yeah, I gave it a 3. I agree with everything you said. I think there's, to me, this is a thriller with action.
Yes.
Right?
That's a good
one. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
But it's enough that I would still call it, it still fall in the action movie umbrella. But it's like an action thriller, or thriller action, I should say. Thriller first. Mm. So I agree with you. I think, yeah, he had the hand-to-hand fight first with the guy in the house, in the apartment, when he's going to kill Diane Kruger or whatever. And she wakes up, he comes in and he hits her with the crowbar, where they fight. And then she ends up stabbing him and killing him. Then you had the car chase from there at nighttime with the other henchman guy who went outside. And then you have another car chase later. And then you have the finale. And then you have her crashing into the dude and knocking the van off the, you know, like there's action. I agree.
And then when he got hit with the cinder block and then his memory kicked in and he whooped the guy in 2 seconds.
Right.
Remember?
He remembered he was like an assassin.
He just triggered. I was like, okay.
So he got his memory knocked out and then he got it knocked back in after that. So that was pretty good. So I gave it a 3 because there's enough. There's just enough. I'd probably, if it was just this amount, but it was kind of crap, I'd probably go 2, but it was well shot. I think, how may I call that, Sarah? One thing, I like him as a director. He's not ever going to be upper echelon, I don't think. But I like his style. I think all of his movies have a certain style to them, and I enjoy them. So I thought it was shot well. You could see what's happening. The first hand-to-hand fight's a little shaky, but Liam Neeson's old. We got to give him, we got to understand here. So other than that, I thought the action scenes were good. Good enough, little spurts here and there to break up the story. So I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3.5. All right, storyline.
All right, so this is where the movie becomes a generic action movie, like every action movie that we've seen. So with that, I'm trying to put this in a way that it doesn't hurt the movie, because in its unique ways, this was kind of different from every other action movie that I'm about to name that has the same storyline as this movie. So this movie is very unique in some aspects of the film. But when you watch the movie and you kind of start to figure it out towards halfway through the movie, then a lot of movies starts to kick in. Salt, big Salt. I mean, with Angelina Jolie, she's an undercover Russian sleeper, totally forgets because she's still undercover for so long that she totally forgot that she was a sleeper Russian agent. Pretty much that's what he was. He was an actual assassin that basically forgot everything. Very born. He's nostalgic, gets hit with the coma. So that's a very born trait there. And I was just like, holy hell. Very the saint with Val Kilmer, because at the end of the movie, they gave away the damn $1 billion thing for free. So I was like, this is such the saint.
Corn.
Yeah, the corn. And in that one, it was some solar power bullshit battery or something. Yeah. I think it was, right?
It was some sort of energy source. Yeah. It's always an energy source.
Yeah. Some energy, yeah. And Elizabeth Shue gave the shit away for free. So
the battery was night and day. That was at the
battery was night and day. Yeah. So it felt very like other movies that we've seen on this podcast, really, honestly, to be honest with you. But it didn't hurt the movie. Because honestly, Liam Neeson was actually really good. The storyline was fun. Was it just like the other movies that I named? Absolutely it was. But like I said, the way they did it, it worked very well. So they meshed the Bournes with the Salt and they got this unique kind of movie for me. I bet there's other movies out there that is the same storyline, but I think this one worked very well for the first time for me watching. Like I said, I always give it two watches to give a review, but this one, I liked it the first time. I thought it was a good storyline. I didn't know what the hell was going on, to be honest with you. And that's good, because I could tell you within 2 minutes where this movie's going to go. We watched so many action movies. Right. Within 40 minutes in the movie, I still didn't know what the hell was going on. I was like, where are we going? So I thought they did a great job with that. So I gave it a storyline of 3 for good. Yeah.
I agree with you. Again, we're on the same wavelength here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the story ends up being that he's an assassin. His wife is not really his wife. They're coworkers. Maybe they love each other. I don't know, because he has these weird memories of them like doing it in the shower. I don't think that's part of the job description. So my assumption was that they are coworkers who maybe fell in love because they work together a lot, but they're not really married. He works for Section 15 and his name is a fake name that they could apply to any other agent. Essentially, he went to Berlin to blow up this guy and like they planted a bomb and all this stuff. And they were really trying to kill this doctor who's going to make corn that can grow in cold climates.
In any climate.
And that way it could help feed people. And of course, we can't have that. We can't have the whole earth getting fed. That's too much money, right?
Yeah.
So that's the plot. But he gets amnesia. So when he gets amnesia, he starts believing that he's just a doctor, even though he probably couldn't tell you what he's a doctor of either if you asked him. So look, not only the first 45 minutes, you don't know what's going on in this movie until 1 hour and 25 minutes at least.
Yeah.
That's when Frank Langella tells him, you're not Martin. That's just nobody. That's like a fake guy. And you are an assassin. You're our number one assassin and all this stuff. And you're like, what the hell? He's been an assassin. So technically, all the people in this movie are villains, except Diane Kruger. She's the only person who's actually good because he's a bad guy. But now he has a change of heart. Now he's got to fix it. I can't be a bad guy no more. I got to be good. And I was fine with it. You're right. I agree with the comparisons to those movies. You know what else I compare with? This feels like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. If Alfred Hitchcock made a movie that had some action in it, this is the kind of movie it would be. Mistaken identity, amnesia, person that thinks he's someone who's not. So Hitchcock did all those kind of movies. And sometimes vice versa, where people like North by Northwest, where people thought he was someone else and he wasn't. This is the reverse. He thought he was someone else and he wasn't. So it's Hitchcockian in that way, as far as the tone. So this is like that's why I say it's a thriller. And then there's like some action beats in it, but I gave it a 3. I think it's, I wouldn't say it's convoluted. It just takes a really long time to let you in on what's going on. And they could have sped that up a little bit. Yep. But it was entertaining enough. All right. What's your overall?
I gotta say, this movie was not boring. I thought I was going to be bored. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be looking at my phone. I'm going to be doing something. Honestly, I was sucked in. The minute the movie started, I was in for the ride. And I think that's a great sign of a movie where you're just invested into the movie. Because I got invested. I was like, where the fuck is this going to take me? Like, where are we going? I was like, why is he I don't know what type of like, I was through the whole movie just trying to pinpoint and like, where's going on here and there. I thought that was really good. I thought the score was good. I liked the score for this movie. I thought it was excellent. It's not no grand, like, you know, Don Zimmer type. Well, those type of scores. But I thought it did very well. The action sequences were support. We didn't even talk about Diane Kruger. I thought she was great in this movie. I thought she was really good. January Jones, which she played Emma Frost in X-Men First Class. I thought she was good, too. I didn't even know it was her, to be honest with you. I haven't seen
when much
movies.
When she kissed him, I was like, what is happening? Is it his wife or is it not his wife? I was confused even more. And I've seen this movie again. I've seen this movie.
So like there was, I love that whole thing. And I agree with you, if Alfred Hitchcock was filming now with these things, imagine him doing a full fledged action movie by Hitchcock.
It'd be a 10 out of 10.
It would be a 10 out of 10. Oh my God. But yeah, no, other than I thought everything worked well. The lowest point, to be honest with you, the lowest thing is this storyline, but I think the storyline was good. I can't go, this is a piece of crap movie. This actually was really good. So I gave it a 3.5. I think this is not excellent, but I think it's a good action movie.
Solid. I'm just a half a point under. I gave it a 3. I think this is a which is still, you know, 6 out of 10, above, good. Look, this is definitely a dad movie. This is a dad movie. This is a movie. Your dad went to Best Buy and said, Liam Neeson is in this. I'm going to buy it. And he bought it. That's this movie. Now, like Liam Neeson with the amnesia, I also have amnesia because at the top of the show, I mentioned something and I still don't know why I bought this movie because I don't know because I don't remember it. So now I don't know if I bought it because I loved it and wanted to rewatch it or if I bought it because I was confused and needed to rewatch it. So I have amnesia as to why I own this movie, but I'm glad I do. I'm not going to get rid of it. This is a good Sunday afternoon movie. You know what I mean? Like, this is a good weekend movie. Or if you're a Liam Neeson fan, he's done worse. This is middle of the road. I feel like middle of the road, Liam Neeson, good, solid film. Nothing exceptional. A 3 for me. What's your total points?
Honestly, dude, I'm very shocked. I gave it a 16, which is good. It's above our 15 mark. So it's a 16. I'm shocked because I actually really like this movie. I really enjoyed this movie. I think it's an excellent movie. And I was already looking to purchase the damn thing and they have it for $4.
So I told you.
Hell yeah.
It can't be more. A win. I said there's no way it's more than 6. So 4, even better.
It's a win.
It's worth $4. Now, I'm just under the 15. I'm just under the 15 by 1, but that's because I gave the villains a 1, which, you know, I gave it a 14 out of 25. Don't let that dissuade you. I do think the movie's solid. I don't think it's exceptionally great. Is it super memorable? No, but while you're watching it, are you going to be like, I hate this? I don't think so. Not if you like Liam Neeson or if you like action movies. It's just enough of action to keep you interested. And Liam Neeson is really good in it. I think his performance is really good in it. So, all right. Now, as far as what's coming up next, we of course are going to be starting a brand new franchise. We got through all 8 Spider-Men and now we are moving on to the Predator. So we're going to be watching a little bit of Predator, starting with, of course, Predator, onto Predator 2, then Predators, and then The Predator. We will not be doing Prey because I made the schedule a while ago and we already reviewed that on the live shows. So you can check us out on YouTube, Geeks and Flicks. We broke it down in an action movie guy style. So it's just the original 4 Predator movies. And then our next Liam Neeson movie, Alex, I think there's another one you have not seen. There's a little movie called Run All Night. Have you seen Run All Night?
Nope.
No. Okay. Now, what I wish I did instead was I wish I picked all the movies he did with this director because they did 3 together. They did this one, they did Nonstop, and they did The Commuter. We are doing The Commuter in 2 weeks. I wish Run All Night was Nonstop, but we're sticking with it because it's different. It's rated R. So I wanted to pick one that's a little bit maybe edgier. You know what I mean? So we're going to be doing some Run All Night next week. I'm very excited. I haven't seen that one since the theater either. So interested to see how that goes.
Yeah, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Head over to youtube.com, search for Geeks and Flicks, subscribe to the channel. We have the video versions of the podcast there, or go to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. There we have all the merch. We have Patreon signups. Other than that, that is your host.
This is your host, Nate. Also, I got to do a quick pause. Guess what? This guy did direct Run All Night. So we are doing the Jaume and Liam triple feature. I'm your host, Nate.
There you have it. And I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.